Moshe Peretz Mann asks, there are many different Minhagim and Kabbalistic rituals practiced in different communities and groups. If one is in need of something important, parnasa, children, shidduch, is it recommended to adopt one of these customs on oneself as an extra schus? And is there any guidelines as to which minhagim are authentic and which ones are completely bogus and inappropriate? A minig, in order to be a real minig, is something that has to be formulated al-das, gadol b'Yisrael, an adam chashuv, an important person, Torah scholar. Minhagim that are created without that are always suspect, and also adopting a minig that is not the minig of the place where you are or your family may involve the idea of Yehura, of doing something that appears to be haughty, different than what other people are doing, and calls attention to yourself, which is a prohibition of being haughty, which is a Torah prohibition. So before one adopts minhagim that are not his normal minhagim, he should ask the advice of his Rav, his Rosh Hashiva, someone who can give him Torah guidance.